Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to our Shir and Sfasemes for the All Parsha app. At the beginning of our Parsha, Bilam is hired by Balak to curse out Klal Yisrael with the intent of destroying Klal Yisrael. And when Bilam is hired, Balak tells him the following sentence, Hine am yotzim in Mitzrayim, behold Klal Yisrael, the nation has left Mitzrayim, Hine kises eina arts, they've covered over the eye of the land. Rashi says, what does it mean that Klal Yisrael is covered over the eye of the land? That Klal Yisrael had destroyed Sichon and Og, which up until then had been protecting Balak. And therefore Balak was afraid for his life, for his country's life, and decided to hire Bilam with the intent of destroying Klal Yisrael through cursing them. Yet the Sfasemes, in Yer Tafresh Lamed Gimel, and a few other times in Parshas Balak, tells us that there's a deeper meaning behind these words of Kisa es Eina Aretz, covered over the eye of the land. And when we understand the deeper meaning behind these words, we'll be able to understand why Bilam and Balak were so bent on destroying Klal Yisrael. What was it about Klal Yisrael that infuriated them so much that they decided to spend time, effort, and money into attempting to destroy Klal Yisrael? What did Klal Yisrael do so bad that Bilam and Balak couldn't stand Klal Yisrael and wanted to destroy them? Says this Sfasemes the following idea, which is echoed again and again throughout the writings of the Sfasemes. The same way Every yid has two components to him. He has a guf and a neshama, a body and a soul. Says this Sfasemes, the world also has a body and a soul. The world has the outside layer of the world, the chitzonius of the world, the guf, the body of the world, the way one sees things externally. But then the world has a neshama inside of the world. In every creation and in everything that happens to a person throughout their day, there's a chitzonius way, there's an external way of looking at it, the way of the guf, and there's a pnimius and a shamadik of way of looking at it. And the shamadik way of looking at the world is with the recognition, the belief, and the knowledge that everything contains within it the Rabbanu Shalom, that at its source, the life source of the whole world, and the reason why anything happens to a person is only because the Rabbanu Shalom wills all of creation into existence at every moment, mechadesh betuva b'chol yom tamid, and the Rabbanu Shalom is causing everything that happens to a person to happen to a person. Says this Sfasemes, our role as Jews is to go through the world and not to look at the world in a way of chitzonius, not to look at the world in the way of the guf, not to view the world with the external eyes, the naked eyes of a human being, but to be able to recognize that underneath the surface of all of creation, underneath everything that happens to me, good or seemingly bad, is the Rabbanu Shalom. In the words of Sfasemes, he says, our avoida is to find the ha'ara hagnuza, the hidden light, the aznis skala ha'emes, and to reveal the truth, and to make everything subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our role as we go through this world is to be able to open up our spiritual eyes and close our physical eyes, and to be able to see things in a way of pnimius, to be able to recognize that underneath the surface of everything in the world is the Rabbanu Shalom. Says this Sfasemes, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they didn't just leave the physical space called Mitzrayim. They also left the mindset of Mitzrayim. They also left the world of Gullus, in which Pare says there is no God. There is no Rabbanu Shalom. There's nobody running the world. Every man can do as he wishes. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. They left the physical space of Mitzrayim. They left the slavery of Mitzrayim. But they also left that mindset of Mitzrayim. And when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, as they were traveling through the Midbar, they started to reveal more and more to themselves and to the world, this world, the world of Pnimius, and the world in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clearly visible to the whole world. Klal Yisrael went ahead, and not just for themselves, but for all of creation, started to reveal the neshama underneath the world, the Pnimius, the inside way of seeing the world, and revealed that to themselves and to the world. Zaktis Sfasemes, that's what infuriated, that's what sent Bilam and Balak into a total rage. Bilam and Balak live in the world of Chitzonius. They're the nations of the world who want to live a life which is external, live a life which is totally based on the guf, live a life of shitchias, live a life of chitzonius, live a life without any deeper meaning to it. When Bilam and Balak saw that there's a nation which not only for themselves, but is revealing to the world this idea, this ability to be able to see the world in a way of pnimius, that sent Bilam and Balak into a rage, and that's what caused them to want to destroy Klal Yisrael. Says this Sfasemes, what Bilam was being told by Balak was that Klal Yisrael is not just bad because they're victorious in their wars, but v'hine kisa es ein ha'aretz. They've covered over the eye of the land, says this Vasemes, the eye which sees things in a way of artius. Excuse me, the eye that sees things in an external way, seeing things just for their surface. Klal Yisrael has covered over that way of seeing things, and that's why Klal Yisrael needs to be destroyed. Hine ama yatzame Mitzrayim. They've left Mitzrayim. They've left the boundaries of Mitzrayim. They've left a world in which there's a denial of the Rabbanu Shlalom. V'nikises ein ha'aretz. They've covered over for themselves and slowly for the whole world that eye which sees things as artzius, which sees things as being physical and just mundane and having no deeper meaning to it. And that's why Bilam and Balak wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, because it was giving them the ability to be able to see things deeper as well. And that's why the pasuk starts off at the beginning of our parsha, Vayar Balak. And Balak saw what he see. He began to see things, not just with his naked physical eye, but he began to see things with the eye of Klal Yisrael, with the eye of Pnimius. Everywhere Balak went, he began to see the Rabbanu Shlalom, and that was sending him into a rage, because that didn't allow him to live his life, a life of chitzonius, a life which is based on the guf, a life of olam hazeh. It was forcing him to live a life in which he asked himself deeper questions, a life in which he started to view the world in a deeper way, and that's what bothered Bilam and Balak and wanted them and caused them to want to destroy Klal Yisrael. V'nikisa, v'nikises eina aretz. They've covered over the eye of the land, the eye which sees things in an external way. Rav Nachman writes, and the Likutei Moran, an unbelievable thing. Rav Nachman writes that the natural reaction of a person when a person has pain is that a person winces. A person stubs their toe, a person gets a shot. The natural reaction is a person squeezes their eyes tight. Why does a person do that? Why does the body naturally do that? So I'm sure science can explain to us why that's the natural gut reaction of a person to do that as soon as they feel pain. But as we just have finished saying, there's a pnimius way, there's an internal way, a deeper way to understand why one closes their eyes when they go through pain. Says Rav Nachman, when a person goes through a painful experience, whether physical, emotional, financial, when a person goes through something physical, the only way that they can make it through, the only way they can get over this bump, this difficulty in their life, is when they stop seeing things in the external way, stop seeing things in the way of shitchius, stop seeing things in the way of artzius, and begin to see things in a deeper way. When they believe with 100% conviction that ein oid malvadei, that the Rabbanu Shem is the one that's causing me to deal with this physical, emotional, financial struggle that I have right now, that a person's able to get through and get over that hurdle which is in their way. It doesn't mean that it's not going to be hard. It doesn't mean it's not going to be painful and difficult. But it's a lot easier to be able to a lot easier of a pill to be able to swallow when I recognize and I believe that it's coming from the Rabbanu Shem. This is not random. This is not something which happened to me without any meaning. There's a meaning to this. There's a pnimius to this. There's somebody who's running the world who caused this to happen to me. Says Rav Nachman, when a person goes through physical pain, automatically the body shuts its physical eyes and starts to look at the world, and starts to look at the pain, and view that which happened to them with spiritual eyes. And that allows the yid who deals with that pain to be able to get over the pain, to be able to deal with the pain, and to be able to move on in their lives with the emunah, with the belief that the Rabbanu Shem is running the world. And that's our avodah. As the Sfasema said, our avodah is in this world to reveal the hidden light in the world, to recognize that nothing is as it seems. There's the way of the world of looking at things of chitzonius, but then there's the pnimius of the world. Then there's underneath the surface, that which lies underneath the Rabbanu Shem, the world of Einoid Malvadei. The more we're able to do that, the more we're able to create for ourselves a life which is a more enjoyable life, a life which is filled with pnimius, a life which is filled with a connection to the Rabbanu Shem, and the more hopefully we're able to do that for the whole world. Hashem should help us that when we go through difficult times, or even when we don't go through, when we go through something which is good as well, when something good happens to us, we should recognize that everything, toiv and mutav, good and seemingly not good, everything that happens to us, all of creation has lying underneath it one source, which is called the Rabbanu Shlom. And Meretz Hashem, by doing that, we'll be able to reveal for ourselves this pnimius of the world, the neshama of the world, and Meretz Hashem, by doing that, reveal it for the whole world, and Hashem will reveal himself and reveal this covet to the Rabbanu Shalom, to the world. And Ritz Hashem, by doing that, will be Zech, the Binyan, Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, v'mehera. Have an amazing Shabbos.